This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The next round of trade talks between the United States and China appeared like it might not happen as President Donald Trump told reporters that he might cancel the talks scheduled to be held in Washington, but then again, he might not.
So China wants to settle this deal. They've had the worst year that they've had in many, many decades. And it's getting only worse. Thousands of companies are leaving China. They would like to make a deal. I'm not ready to make a deal.
Later, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said the United States is still planning another round of talks with China next month. A number of economists warn that the trade war between the world's two biggest economies could hurt growth globally, in part due to disruption of supply chains and less efficient production. Demonstrations continued in the arrivals hall at Hong Kong Airport Friday as demonstrators handed out anti-government leaflets and waved banners. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina has more.
About 1,000 protesters crowded the arrivals hall at Hong Kong Airport on Friday. They chanted for democracy and handed out these leaflets, apologizing to visitors for the state of their city. The sit-in is expected to last all weekend. It came as Chief Executive Carrie Lam warned that the weeks of demonstrations could hit the financial hub, quote, like a tsunami. What started as an angry response to a now-suspended law that would have allowed criminals to be extradited for trial in China now incorporates demands for greater democracy, Lam's resignation, and even keeping out mainland tourists.
That's Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. This is VOA News. In the wake of last weekend's mass shootings, President Donald Trump said Friday the political climate in Washington is shifting toward gun control measures. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The president has voiced support for stronger federal background checks after other shootings before backing off. He says the time has now come.
We have to have meaningful background checks.
As he left the White House for a New Jersey vacation, the president said he thinks he has the influence to convince Republicans of that, including Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell, who has resisted in the past.
He's totally on board.
At the same time, the president's assuring the NRA its views will be respected, though he hopes the pro-gun lobby will not get in the way of new measures.
Frankly, I really think they're going to get there also.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, police in El Paso, Texas, say the Walmart shooting suspect told them that he specifically targeted Mexicans. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Detective Adrian Garcia said in an arrest warrant affidavit, Patrick Crucius agreed to waive his Miranda rights. It says Crucius emerged with his hands up from a vehicle that was stopped shortly after the shooting. His first words to officers were, "I'm the shooter." Crucius told them he had driven for nearly 10 hours to get to El Paso and he was targeting Mexicans in the attack. 8 of the 22 people killed at the Walmart were Mexican nationals. Besides capital murder, federal prosecutors have said they are also considering hate crime charges against Crucius. I'm Ed Donahue.
More than 2 million pilgrims have gathered in the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia to perform initial rites of the annual Hajj. We get the details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Hajj rites take the Islamic faithful along a path traversed by the Prophet Muhammad some 1,400 years ago. Male pilgrims wearing simple terracloth white garments and women in conservative dress and headscarves circle the cube-shaped Kaaba. The pilgrimage this year takes place amid a backdrop of political and sectarian tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran, and conflicts still flare in Yemen, Syria and Libya. Muslim minorities around the world also face increased threats, including in Indian-administered Kashmir, where a sweeping curfew is currently in effect. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India eased restrictions Friday in Kashmir to allow the Muslim majority population to attend Friday prayers. However, protests still broke out in the disputed region. Authorities in Kashmir did not allow residents to congregate at Srinagar's historic Jama Masjid Mosque, which usually draws thousands of people each week and is a longtime focus for separatist protests. Kashmir has been in an unprecedented 5-day lockdown. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.